Today we're going to think about the third section of the Psalm 119. This is entitled Gimel, and we'll read from the verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counsellors. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. The Psalm 119 is based upon the Hebrew alphabet. It contains 22 sections. Each section begins with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. We have already thought about Aleph, and Aleph is a little picture of the ox, the beast of service. Last time we thought about Beth, and Beth is a little picture of the house. But today we come to Gimel, and the letter Gimel in the Hebrew alphabet is a pictorial representation of a camel. Now this was very significant for Eastern people. Camels were most important. If one was to travel a distance in a hot, dry land, the camel was indispensable, as the merchants carried their wares, and it was the wares of the merchants that enabled different peoples to trade with one another. They were the creators of prosperity in the Eastern world, and as they travelled, as they trekked from land to land across hot deserts, they needed the camel. The camel was the truck of its day, the lorry of its day. It was a most important means of transport. Therefore, the camel was significant. The Psalm 119 is all about the Word of God. Virtually every verse contains some reference to the Scriptures. The camel, as an animal, retains its water, and this enables it to travel for long, long distances. And we talk about the hump of the camel, and how the camel can retain a substantial resource within its own body that enables it to go for a long time without needing water. Makes it a most unusual creature, ideally equipped for hot, dry conditions. And the psalmist here was talking about retaining the word of God, just as the camel in a most difficult environment could retain a resource to enable its body to continue to function. So the person who wrote this psalm was talking about the necessity of retaining God's word in adversity. In this psalm, he talks about adversity. He talks about difficulty. In the verse 19, he says, I am a stranger in the earth. He obviously felt himself to be persecuted. He felt himself to be a stranger in the earth. And then he talked about the proud. In the verse 21, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. So this person felt himself to be persecuted by proud people who objected to him. In verse 22, he talks about reproach and contempt. In the verse 23, he talks about princes speaking against him. So here was a person who was facing trouble. He was like certain branches of the Christian church today in parts of the world who suffer from persecution. And we know there are lands where Christians are being persecuted. In some Islamic countries, Christians find it very difficult to express their faith. In some communist countries, we think of North Korea especially, but we also think of China. Christians do not have the freedoms that we have here in the West. And the psalmist here was talking about suffering reproach and contempt because he kept the Lord's testimonies, because he was taking a stand for the Lord. He suffered reproach. And even in our own land, when we stand for the clear truths of Scripture, there are those that do not like it. As someone who represents clearly what the Bible teaches in its simplicity, is described as a fundamentalist. He is described as an extremist. I don't mind being called a fundamentalist. A fundamentalist is a person who stands up for the basic truths of Scripture. I'm quite happy to defend the basic truths of Scripture. I don't see that as extreme. It is a good thing to believe the Bible, to live by the Bible, and to teach the Bible. That's a good thing. That's something that brings blessing. But as this man was being persecuted, he held on to God's word. He said in the verse 19, hide not thy commandments from me. Don't hide your commandments away. Let me keep the word of God like the camel in the desert. I need God's word. This is my resource in difficulty. In verse 24 he said, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. The word of God was his delight and his counsel. Delight is that which brings joy. Counsel is that which guides us, advises us, teaches us even. And we all need that. And perhaps you're in a place of adversity. Perhaps you're suffering. You do not know where to turn. You can turn to God's word. God's word is an invaluable resource. What a resource it is. Perhaps you don't know God as your Savior. You're not a Christian. You have that assurance of eternal life. The word of God is such a resource for you in a difficult world, because this world is full of its disappointments, its hurts, its bitterness. Only the word of God can provide us with peace in this world. Only the word of God can give us that resource that will maintain us and can give us an optimistic outlook in the midst of life's trials. And the Bible teaches us that we are sinners and that Christ alone can save. And Christ alone can be the true source of eternal life. Do you know him today? Are you trusting him? The psalmist had a prayer in the verse 18. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Wondrous things out of thy law. You know there are wonderful things in the Bible that I haven't yet seen. The Bible is a treasure trove of truth. Howard Carter was the world-renowned archaeologist who discovered the gold artifacts of the tomb of King Tutankhamun in 1922. When he exposed the steps leading down to the burial chamber, Carter summoned Lord Carnarvon, the expedition's sponsor, to be present when the tomb was opened. The two men made their way to the tomb and had the workmen push back the last covering to the door of the entrance chamber. Lord Carnarvon asked impatiently, "Do you see anything?" "Yes, wonderful things," was Carter's memorable answer, and wonderful they were, the most lavish, most beautiful objects ever found in any ancient tomb. Must have been beautiful to find that treasure. I have seen replicas of that treasure, the treasure of King Tutankhamun, and I'm sure the replicas are nothing like the real thing. But there are greater and more wonderful treasures to be found in the Word of God. Treasures of eternal life, treasures of peace, treasures of joy and love, and happiness and satisfaction. We need our eyes open that we might see these treasures. There's one more thought about the camel I want to leave with you. The camel was known as a beast that did not forget. If a master was unkind to a camel, the camel didn't forget him. It would bite, it would kick. The camel respected the owner that looked after it. It had a long memory. And God has a long memory. God never forgets his people. The opening words of this psalm form a request. The psalmist says, deal bountifully with thy servant. Be good to me. Those that know God, God is good to them. The Lord is good. And this is one of the wonderful teachings of Scripture. The grace of God and the love of God. The world gives us nothing but sorrow. The devil gives us nothing but death. Sin will take us to hell. But God loves us so much, he sent his Son to die for us. He deals bountifully with us. What a wonderful God he is. Do you know him, and are you trusting him today?